In this bulletin, the Prime Minister warns of collateral damage stemming from the strained relationship between China and the United States. 3 children killed in a house fire in the Hunter Valley. And in cricket, Australia victorious against World Cup favourites England. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned that strained relations between the United States and China over trade are harming the global economy. He says Australia's prosperity depends on maintaining an open global economy and a rules-based trading system. The Prime Minister says it will also rely on China and the US, fostering a cooperative bilateral relationship. Mr. Morrison says tension between the two economic giants is having a negative impact on other nations.
The global trading system is under real pressure. Global growth projections are being wound back. The impact of any further deterioration of that relationship will not be limited to those two major powers. The balance between strategic engagement and strategic competition in the US-China relationship has shifted.
Mr. Morrison's comments come ahead of the G20 summit in Japan, where the US and China tensions are expected to dominate. China has warned it's prepared to fight a trade war with the United States. Its ambassador to Australia, Cheng Qing-he, has told a gathering at Parliament House in Canberra that China is open to negotiations, but he stated it was willing to fight if necessary.
There is no winner in the trade war. China doesn't want a trade war. Nonetheless, it will firmly safeguard its own legitimate rights, interests, and development rights. As we have made it clear, China is open to negotiations, but will also fight to the end if needed.
Construction union boss John Setker has been ordered by a magistrate to complete a men's behavioural change program. The 54-year-old faced the Melbourne Magistrates Court to plead guilty to charges of breaching a court order and to one other charge. Neither of the offences relates to his union leadership. Setker will also have to donate $1,000 to an Aboriginal legal service and be of good behaviour for 12 months. The court was told he called a woman 25 times and sent 45 text messages in October last year, and also sent abusive messages over 4 days in December to January. Magistrate Belinda Wallington said it was time for Setker to take responsibility for his actions. Fewer Australians believe that the number of migrants moving to our shores is too high compared to attitudes on immigration a year ago. The latest Lowy Institute poll indicates that fewer than half think the number of migrants coming to Australia each year is too high. The result is 7% lower than last year. However, it's a 10-point increase compared to the survey results from 2014. Nearly two-thirds say immigrants strengthen Australia because of their hard work and talents, down 7 points from 3 years ago. 40% say immigrants take jobs away from Australians, which is a 5-point increase from 2016. To the Cricket World Cup, and Australian left-arm bowlers Jason Berendorf and Mitchell Starc have ripped through England to claim a 64-run win at Lord's. After captain Aaron Finch hit an even 100 to lead Australia to 7 for 285, Berendorf and Starc took 9 of England's 10 wickets to roll them for 221 in reply. The result guarantees Australia a semi-finals spot. Post-match, Aaron Finch said the side now knows that its style of cricket can beat the very best sides in the world.
We're confident with what we've got, the way that we're going about it. I mean, for Australia, we've won 5 World Cups in our history, so there's plenty to suggest that the way that we go about it is the right way to do it. So whether that works every single day, I don't think any method would. You'd be an unbelievable side if that was the case, but I think it just gives us the best chance to play our best cricket consistently. That's all we're asking for.
Having entered the competition as favourites, England's hopes of progression are now in doubt. Captain Owen Morgan said his team struggled with their batting.
I thought a lot of today we were outplayed. I thought we needed to toss some bowling first. I thought we bowled well up front. A little bit unlucky. Australia seemed to play and miss quite a lot and build a fantastic partnership up front and capitalise on that by posting a good total.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 17 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 20. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 17. Hobart, windy and mostly sunny and a top of 15. Canberra, early fog and frost, then mostly sunny, 15 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower and 18. Sydney, a shower or two, 20. Newcastle, similar, 20 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 22. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny at a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.